get it drank. He's
I already said, stay out of my goddamn DM.
He eat, drink, suck, lick, spit. He do it all. Eat the ass, smoke the grass, and let it pass. He do it all.
Greetings, gentle people. We are here. We are live, and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to A Gentleman's Conversation.
Friends response. Thank you guys. I appreciate this. Here are some answers. I do hope I've answered them all. Number one, background info. She is the first black girl he's ever dated.
So that means he's white.
No.
Oh, wait.
First black girl ever dated.
My bad. No. I'm sorry, man. I went there. That's my statement is not like impossible, is it not? Could he not be white?
Can I continue?
Go ahead, man. Y'all know why you interrupted us.
I am constantly telling her I don't care how much you do for him or love him. Your skin will never be white enough. The girlfriend is white.
Oh, boy.
Allegedly a crackhead with no teeth. I said, oh. He never leaving her alone and getting the bald mouth head. What?
There it is. That's a good head.
There it is.
The head is off the chain. I mean, okay, when I heard white with no teeth, she milking them. That's what I
really mean.
Them the words I put together.
Two, she has plenty of places to go. Her excuse is she doesn't want to change her kid's school. She can go to her sister's house. She can go to good friend's house. She can go to her mother's house. The daughter is 16 this year. Three. We've talked about abandonment.
And they have kids together, right?
The dude and the chick.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Help.
No, we changed it.
Good friend and dysfunctional.
It was distress. Yeah. Joker said dysfunctional. I knew it wasn't that. All right. Yeah. We've talked about the abandonment, about the locks, and she's gone to a lawyer. My advice was, you don't have to change the locks. Just add another one. If there was...
that's some chick shit right there. Now, I ain't about to spend no money changing no damn locks. I'm going to add a new one. So when you come with your keys, you got what you need. You just don't have what should be there. That new lock.
You're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked. No talk.
Just add a lock.
But see, that the thing about that is, if you got a deadbolt, you just take that one out and put a new deadbolt in.
That's it.
That's a whole new lock.
Yep.
Your kid ain't gonna work.
Yep.
You stick your kid in all day, it ain't gonna twist.
No, it ain't twisting worth a damn.
What the fuck?
If there was any backlash, you could simply say you didn't feel safe with him out of the house, so you added additional locks. He still has a key, but not access to come and go as he likes.
That's true that. True that.
That lock.
Boy, work smarter, not harder.
Dang, dog. That's that game. That's that chick shit, that. Boy. That's
you still
that's
got access.
Because, see, we would have changed the damn locks.
Oh, right. You can't do that.
She give me
you can do that if you establish.
Yeah. You'll stick your key in there, pop that lock,
if you establish abandonment,
you'll know she has it.
You would have been to a lawyer, too.
Yeah, you'll stick that shit in that door. You, where this lock come from?
Yeah.
She fucking with you. She gave you a loser. She really is. That's some fuck shit.
That's that game right there, dog.
Man.
That's
shit.
Wow.
There were stop signs before they got married. He denied the kid from birth. And never signed the birth certificate. Constantly throwing the kid's last name in her face as to why it's not changed. They see a therapist and do counseling at her expense.
He lying.
Man.
You go to therapy.
And he says, it's working. We just need to keep going so we can get better. Yes. I said, well, let him pay for a session or two and see if he's still interested in going.
Yeah, right. See how that works.
That's cool, bro.
Next one. I've even had to tell her to stop telling people we were raised together because I ain't in no way in hell my mama taught her how to roll over and jump on command or be this dumb. Damn.
That's good friend, that speaker.
Yeah, yeah.
About distress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, the soundboards are there. A bunch of miserable white women who are dealing with this or something similar or messy people that aren't really her friends anyway. These are the other people that she talked to.
Uh-huh. Well, my thing is simple. You know, because I have drawn a conclusion. The habit that she has formed in keeping this dysfunction in her life is one she is not willing to break. She wants to stay in the state that she is in.
Yeah.
There is nothing that can be drawn from or conclusionary when you look at choice. To choose to stay when it is apparent that you should leave gives other people an insight to what you are about and what motivates or the lack of motivation you may have concerning you. The one thing I have always seen, you can't make a person love themselves if they love someone more than themselves. See, that whole thing about being with someone is all based on the realization that you have shown them the kind of love you expect for yourself, that you give you, knowing that this is what you want to receive because you're willing to offer it to them as well. Now, that's a hell of a thing, you know, to love someone with an equality in mind that you want to be loved this same way back and then not get that equality and still find yourself holding on to a version of the love you have for them, trying to explain the version of love they have for you. See, because your friends get the explanation to why you keep doing the same stuff you still doing and why you won't change it. See, you in love with a version or an idea of what you want, and you feel that this can come about if you hang in there. To give up on it means that you've given up on yourself.
Mm.
And she cannot give up on her holding on to a love that's not right for her. That's why she's going through what she's going through, trying to love that not right and make it right. Because it'll never be.
He works driving trucks, but he just started. His girlfriend gets the check.
Well, if she mouthing him like she's doing.
Man, what they call it, velveteen rug?
Yeah. If she's mouthing him in that perspective, then makes sense. Okay, I've said this once and I will say it again. Why should he have to give up anything if he still gets to have everything that he has? I don't understand the give up. I don't even understand her. But I would like to have someone like her, though.
Wow.
Be honest. What man does not want an obedient fool?
Oh, my man.
All I'm saying, I'm talking about someone who does not have enough love for themselves to want better, but to accept a love that ain't about shit just to keep a motherfucker that don't mean them no good.
I mean, one person. You definitely want a man with. I mean, that's...
I was thinking the same thing.
What's that?
Either way.
Either way. It can go either way.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, it will.
Because you know that you... Hey, look. There are some women...
One woman don't want men.
There are some women that have men who... And then I've come up with something, though. Y'all hear me out. Check this out. And I know this is going to sound wrong. Check this out. Maybe you can't find all that you want in one person. Maybe it takes a group of people to equal out to the one version you have in mind.
But see, that all goes back to polyamory.
But see, polyamorous is an agreement. That's an agreement.
I know.
That's an understanding we reach before
we decide. We talked about this last time. That's what she's doing anyway.
She's in one. Because,
hold on now. Y'all know polyamory means there's an understanding amongst.
No, it don't have to be. There's a willingness to participate.
That's
the whole essence of that definition. Is everybody? It's a relationship where you know that everybody else knows we in a relationship.
That's the original thought process of that. But if you look at the cats nowadays who are going through it, they not telling them their main chick who they're with. They're not telling them, I got Jennifer down the street, you know, and she just does some stuff that you don't do, and I got Erica around the corner.
No, they're not saying that, Doc.
That's what I'm saying, but they're looking at, as long as we're in an open relationship, is what they're actually doing. Not polyamory, but they put the title of polyamory on it.
But see, you know, that's still... Here's a word that I think a lot of people want but don't say. Exclusivity.
Uh-huh.
The exclusiveness of what we have for each other, no one else gets to enjoy but us.
Yeah, right.
Exclusivity. Now, that is something that most folks take for granted as being an understood. And you know, things understood don't have to be explained. But sometimes you have to explain because you may not have the understanding you think you have. See, and if our understandings are not alike, then the misunderstanding is going to show itself.
So, pause it.
Thing and be in your life, and you can do any damn thing to them. What that does to you as a man is that make you not love nobody. Because you feel the moment you love somebody and let your guard down, somebody's gonna get your ass because of the shit you've been doing. So you stay hard and fucked up all your life because you was fucked up in a situation that you didn't make right. And now you don't wanna trust nobody because you don't want to be that fool like she was.
Well, we don't know if this sister has a serious codependency as well, because if she's not financially able to make moves,
they said she did. Good friend said she was able to do that.
She can.
She can go and live. She can go and live with her sister. She can go and live with her mom. Good friend says she can come live with me. So you can stake a bread, do whatever that. You need to do.
There's got
to
be a reason. Something. It's something else in here that we don't know about.
That boy got the Midas touch.
I don't think that because we done heard too much on that. She enjoying the reality of being a wife. She don't give a fuck what she going through. She just enjoying that she's a wife.
Right. And the thing is, like, there has been this thing where you're infatuated with the whole idea of being married and being in love. So with that being said, you just put up with whatever the fuck you gonna put up with.
A lot of people do that. Well, I heard she's gonna, a lot of people. Anita Baker called it fairy tale.
That's what it is. Because you're living in a fantasy.
A fairy tale where the outcome... Because no one... Who talks tragic on a fairy tale? It may start out, it may become, but the conclusion of a fairy tale is the liberation of the darkness, the embracement of the light, and the tranquility of forever after. See? And it is that concept right there that has people twisted. Because you know what we can't do? We can't take people for face value. We create a circumstance that we hope they fit into or not.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman has had a guy that has hurt her feelings, she'll do shit to a new guy to see if he reacts to her in a manner that triggers the hurt she was in with this other guy. And what I can't fathom is, I ain't that guy.
Yeah.
Why would you want a trigger to get you to associate a bad behavior with somebody that you don't want to be with and you ain't with them? I mean, has that individual conditioned you to be miserable? Can you not see that he has damaged an understanding that you could have by treating you in a manner that makes you treat everybody else in a manner that is not intuitive to you?
I said to her, so we had to decide that you're done fighting the fight and you'll never win. At some point, you have to plan because it isn't healthy for you or your daughter.
Yeah.
I believe if you keep this up, you're going to kill yourself.
Or that's set your
friend,
daughter.
That's what good friends say.
That's what good friends say.
Or set your daughter up for failure.
Yeah.
Keep her locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Keep her locked into a cycle to where she think this kind of activity is okay.
It's okay.
So what are you setting? If you don't want to do it for you, do it for your daughter.
Right.
Let her see something different in you so she can want something better in herself.
She also said, I love it. I love it. The water in the fire reference. That was perfect. This is the best one that I've heard and exactly how I feel. My whole take on this is that she is in love with the idea of a husband, not necessarily him. And I feel that she loves the title of a wife. She has it with him already, and she's not wanting to build it with someone new. Thank you again.
Wow.
Well, hey.
So she's stuck.
By choice.
In a continuous circle of
perpetuation, man. That boy.
Sacrificing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I'm concerned about her mental health for real, man.
And like she said, she said if she continued down that way.
Well, guys, I don't know how long it's been going on, but I do know from this extent, if we are discussing the mental awareness, and she has somebody like girl, good friend done talked to her on many occasions about things, there is nothing else that we can draw from this positively We have given in solutions and alternatives. We've even considered multiple things concerning the matter.
I would like to talk to the sister. Like,
which one?
Her.
I wouldn't mind talking to Distress.
I would like to have a, and it doesn't have to be physical, but a
just a conversation.
Conversation with her, whether it be via
text or phone.
Yeah, you know, Zoom, we can get on the Zoom. Maybe we could do that.
Because this is the, I mean, she needs, and good friend is exhausted, so she needs some awareness. She needs an awakening.
But I say this, and not trying to be the advocate of the devil, but I say this. If you choose to be asleep, no one can wake you. If you choose to have something in your life that is not right, no one can separate you from your choice but you. And if your choice is to do this, it ain't gonna matter what your friends say or an outsider looking in on behalf of her best interest.
And I'm gonna say this, and we're gonna wrap this up. But he said, he took the analogy of sleep, and I'm gonna take it even further, because if she's asleep, Freddie only killed people where?
In their nightmares.
In their nightmares. She can stay asleep if she wants to. With that being said, we'll be right back.